7:46 at WGCL. Big show Friday. Big thanks to Chuck Crabb. He's had a busy morning, and he shoehorned us in for 45 minutes of it. That's awesome. That's why he is the best. That's why we keep him on with you. The information's great, and he makes time for us even at his busiest when he's got the ABC crew in there. Joe Smith is on deck. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Last man, how we doing on a Friday?
Good. We're going to get it all in.
We got enough going on tonight.
Wow.
This weekend.
I tell you what, I'm going to go through Friday quickly. Soccer at 2:30, swimming with Cincinnati,
right.
Women's basketball, USA-Mexico qualifier in Columbus tonight. England-Scotland qualifier in England. I mean, we haven't even got to
IU, Kansas.
We
basketball.
Haven't even got to that yet. That's at 9:30 tonight. That's going to bring us home. Then we turn right around, and when IU basketball is starting, heck, Joe, we're not going to leave out the regional championship tonight.
No.
The purple and white are heading south down I-69. A lot of teams probably that aren't coached as well will say this is a big revenge game, and we'll put all our emotion in that basket. Well, Mo Moriarty's been around the block once or twice.
Yes, he has.
And if you focus on the wrong things, Joe, you're going to get beat. That's not what the Panthers are going to do. We heard from Gabe Johnson and Coach yesterday about getting it together. It's a better Castle team this year, and boy, what an exciting night. The regional championships, Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock live right here on WGCL and WGCLradio.com.
Well, preparation for this one has been administered this week twofold by the men who coach Mo Moriarty and his staff, and of course the players that play the game, and play they have to this point. This particular team, 10-1 to date, underclassmen they were, many of them a year ago, impact players along the way, Gavin Yeske, Christian Paycheck, heading an offense that has outscored opponents through 11 weeks, 278-80. In the opening halves of games. They are on a roll as they were a year ago, only to see an unbeaten season come to an abrupt halt on the same field that they play tonight for a regional title. We have impact defensive players. They are now seniors, two of them the best linebackers in the state regardless of class, Sam Helm and Tommy Richardson. Well, remembering a year ago the tears, the heartbreak, following a sound 19-point defeat at the hands of the Castle Knights. And now they are seniors, along with fellow teammates, Blake Newcomb, a starter, Quentin Porter, a starter. Tyrell Williams will move into the deep secondary tonight as a starter, and Josiah Crane. All are seniors. A defense who will face the same quarterback and now a senior, Dane Keller of Castle, who shredded them for 319 yards and 5 touchdowns last year. Quite frankly, it's go time. A motto of win the next one. The next one is here tonight when we commence play at 7:30 on the John Liney Memorial Field at Castle Stadium in Newburgh with a healthy offensive line. Paycheck has been the beneficiary lately with 7 of his 23 touchdowns coming these last 2 weeks. Yeske, with protection, has been a field surgeon all year. 27 touchdowns, almost 2,400 yards, and 2 receivers in Luke Jager and Chris Bamba, who have combined for 112 catches, almost 1,800 yards, and 21 total touchdowns. All 4 of them are juniors. Castle may be better than they were a year ago, buoyed by a young sophomore running back by the name of Noah Taylor. The run game is better for the Knights. He has scored 14 touchdowns, is close to 1,100 yards on the year for the 8-3 Knights of Doug Hurd. Keller has thrown 28 touchdowns, almost 2,600 yards, kind of mirroring Yeske's production this fall. Receivers Noah McLean and Tristan Wilkinson have 22 touchdowns combined between them. McLean with 14, he had 3, and Wilkinson 1 in receiving touchdowns on that 45-point night they put up against the Panthers a year ago. Payback, redemption, revenge, use whatever. It's week 12, regional opportunity. It's step number 3 for the Panthers of a hopeful 5-week run here in the postseason. Playing your best at the right time. It's go time. And now the next step as we gather once again with the Knights tonight in Newburgh. All of the tension of November, Friday night football just hours away. Couldn't get any better than this at this point. Chalk Talk at 7 with Coach Mo. John Callahan joins me for the kick from John Liney Memorial Field at 7:30. Class 1A, number 2, Linton, unbeaten. They play Eastern. Congrats to the T-Birds. They won their first ever sectional in their 14-year existence. They are 10th ranked, 10-2, one of the losses, a 49-0 loss to Linton. in Week 8. They play tonight in Eastern Heights. Don't forget Indiana Sports Talk, joined in progress after our game in Newburgh tonight. We have girls varsity basketball spicing things as well on a Friday night. Jason Spears, North Cougs are off to a 2-0 start at home on the McKinney court against Brown County. Edgewood 3-1, losers earlier this week to Bloomington South, who's expected to have a strong team this year. They will host South Putnam. Both games go at 7:30. Tomorrow, South will host Jeffersonville in a 2:30 matinee. Lighthouse Christian Academy plays at 6, hosting Shoals, Shelbyville at North, and Linton at Edgewood, closing out girls high school basketball on a busy high school sports weekend here on this date in November.
Yep, Joe, and hopefully you'll need you probably need a little jacket after the game tonight down there in Newburgh, but it looks like the weather's going to be great, so you don't have to worry about you don't have to worry about soaking wet, slick fields. Just play. Hopefully the best team comes out and wins tonight.
Now, you know, Glass, we're in week 12, and I cannot remember, and I've done them all but two this year during the regular season. I've been thankful for that, the way the schedule has broken. Maybe I've missed three, but you know, we haven't had a rain-soaked, chilly wind night all season long. It has been just incredible weather-wise.
And you
I can't remember another fall where we've extended play into the 12th week.
It's the warmest fall, at least in Indianapolis meteorological history, so that probably has something to do with it as well. Exciting times tonight. Chalk Talk, as you mentioned, 7 o'clock, 7:30, WGCLradio.com. You can listen to it anywhere in the world, so if you have relatives, grandparents, brothers, sisters, cousins, it is all on the internet, and obviously folks in town can catch it on the airwaves as well. Hoosiers have a big one tomorrow, Joe. It's the third week in four. They're going to play at noon. I think that's going to help Indiana because that's more of a rhythm than perhaps Penn State has had during that time. The Hoosiers have not had too many problems getting fired up for big ranked teams, and Penn State hits that qualifier. But before we get to that, heck, the Hoosiers go Friday night tonight with basketball opening with Kansas, and that's after the women get opened up with Presbyterian. We're going to be able to fit all this in one day.
Well, I know, and you're talking about soccer, high-profile game.
That's 2:30. That's lunchtime.
That was John Trask and Todd Yeagley together. Neither team scored in the first half at it. So, yeah, we have and all of these outings, just big impacts on this date in November, certainly.
Pacers are in Philly tonight with the home-and-home two-dayer with the 76ers. Pacers beat the Sixers Wednesday night 122-115 in overtime. Pacers haven't won on the road. The Sixers haven't won anywhere, so they'll get going with that. USA-Mexico World Cup qualifier, Dos Acero, Part 6. Well, we hope so. Columbus will be the scene tonight. Nice and chilly there. For all that. Browns and Ravens last night on the airwaves, Joe, 28-7 Cleveland. Well, they're going to be number one in something else in Cleveland, and that's going to be first overall pick of next spring's draft. I think.
I'm afraid so.
I think we'll add that to the count as well. When we come back at 8:45, we'll get all that whole weekend in. We talked to Ray Lewis on Tuesday and Terry Morin on Tuesday. Why? Because they've got a busy weekend. We'll cover all that, plus soccer, plus men's basketball. I'm probably forgetting something, but that's why we'll do it at 8:45.
We'll be here to do her.
And if that's not enough for you, we have college football, Michigan, Iowa, 7:30 Saturday night, and an NFL triple header, even though the Colts are on a bye. Go get your coffee. I'm gonna get my oxygen tank, and we'll meet back here in about an hour.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
See you there.
Thanks, buddy. Joe, say hello to Julie Warren from visitbloomington.com.
Julie, sun's up. Friday, busy day, busy weekend. We're ready to go, huh?
I know. There's so much going on. I'm excited. I'm pumped up. The sun's shining. It's going to be great.
Well, you better get a nap in, Julie Warren from visitbloomington.com, because this day is going to start with IU men's soccer, Joe, at 2:30, and it's going to finish off about, 12 o'clock tonight when the Hoosiers and Jayhawks, that's if the game ends in regulation, are going to meet at Pearl Harbor. It's game two of the Armed Forces Classic. Michigan State and Arizona is game number one, starting at 7 o'clock on ESPN. The curtain also goes up on women's basketball. We got so many things to do, but we'll start with Tom Crean's men, the 11th-ranked Hoosiers, for the second year in a row, Joe, in Hawaii. We hope for better results than we saw last year.
Well, we exited March, though, playing North Carolina when it all ended. We enter 2016-17 playing number 3 Kansas. Tip time most likely 9:35 for this one over in Honolulu. For Coach Tom's 9th Hoosier Club entering a season, playing its highest rank, though, in 40 years and playing Kansas for the first time in 21 years. Kansas, a 33-game winner last season. No Perry Ellis around, but a couple of outstanding guards are back, and Frank Mason III and Devontae Graham haven't played a Bill Self team since he left the Big Ten a number of years ago. He's now in his 13th year at Kansas. OG Anunoby coming off that 10-of-11 shooting night, 25 points the other night in that exhibition win against Bellarmine. He opens his campaign. Josh Newkirk out of Pittsburgh, the transfer, sat out a year, started in backcourt along with Robert Johnson, James Blackman Jr., and of course Thomas Bryant in the post tonight. Three promising freshmen debut as well. Excited to see their contributions right from the get-go against a high-quality opponent in Deron Davis, Devontae Green, and Curtis Jones. Couldn't find a better barometer to start gauging a season than number three-ranked Kansas, ESPN. Fifth annual Armed Forces Classic over in Honolulu at the Stan Sheriff Center Arena. Tip time again around 9:35 following the Michigan State-Arizona game, which tips at 7 o'clock. Tonight at Simon Scott Assembly Hall, Presbyterian helps Terry Moore in open season 3 at 7. Vanderbilt comes calling Sunday at 2. Top three scorers are all back. Of course, Tyra Buss, the outstanding junior, needing 18 points to break already the 1,000 career point barrier. Alexis Cassian and junior Amanda Cahill complete the top three scorers and rebounders from a year ago. Kim Royster and Carly McBride complete the quintet tonight for Indiana, although a transfer from Dayton, Amber Dean, could slip in there at point guard, helping Tyra out in this one tonight. Soccer, third-ranked in the two-seed, beginning a hopeful Big Ten Championship Tournament weekend. Grand Park up in Westfield for Coach Todd Yeagley's Spooters. Rematch with number 18, Wisconsin. They have the three-seed, of course, coached by former Indiana standout and assistant coach John Trask. Match will follow top-ranked Maryland and the top seed in the tournament against four-seeded Michigan State at noon. Big Ten is the place to watch all of the soccer action. Back on the 21st of October, we had a scoreless draw with these guys. One team, though, advances to Sunday's 2 o'clock championship match, and you know who we're rooting for, IU this weekend. The Soccer Hoosiers out after its 13th Big Ten tournament title. Football of a different sort, the early noon kick at the Rock Memorial Stadium alongside 12th-ranked Penn State, the number 10th-ranked team in the latest college football poll. Hoosiers of Coach Kevin with back-to-back Big Ten wins for the first time in 9 years going on their side along with the home field, but they'll have their hands cut out and work defensively. Saquon Barkley, 11 touchdown, near 1,100-yard season cooking right now. He's been averaging over 6 yards a carry, well complemented through the air and on the ground by veteran quarterback Trace McSorley, who has thrown for 11 scores and over 2,000 yards. Enter Divine Redding, playing some of his most consistent football, now finding the end zone. Richard Lego needs to remain consistent, both run and pass. T-Gray Scales will lead a defense, and over the last 3 games has recorded 10 sacks and 28 tackles for loss. Indiana holding opponents to 390 total yards this season, a vast improvement from a year ago. Penn State is averaging 409 coming into this one. Indiana was terrific on third down conversions last week against Rutgers, but Rutgers is no Penn State. A very strong challenge, having won 5 straight, and keep in mind, both losses administered on the road to the Nittany Lions by Pittsburgh and Michigan earlier this year. ESPN2, ABC at noon tomorrow as the Hoosiers attempt to get bowl eligible. Well, the men's and women's swimming and diving teams, an early start to the weekend, hosting Cincinnati in a one-day short course duel a little bit later today at the CBC. Then on Saturday, 14 current and former Hoosier swimmers participating in the two-day inaugural USA College Challenge, the Big Ten, coached by Ray Lewis, against USA Swimming through the weekend. On the squad in Indy will be former two-time South State champion Ian Finnerty, along with our Olympians, Lily King, Kennedy Goss will be there, Blake Peroni, among others. Saturday session starts at 4:30 at the IU Natatorium. Sunday session will go at 11:30. Onward we move. Seniors night on the volleyball court at UGym. and top-ranked Nebraska. They're number one in the country for a reason. They're 23-1, 14-1 in the Big Ten. Indiana 16-12, and it will be seniors' night for Jasmine McDonald, Taylor Lebo, among others, as they host Saturday night at 7, top-ranked Nebraska. And then moving forward, the IU Hoosiers, the Harriers of Ron Helmer, and a lot of the Big Ten teams, six of them will be competing in the Great Lakes Regional up in Madison, Wisconsin. The Indiana men's team among the top 30 in the country, number 21, they check in. The top two teams and top four individuals not on a qualifying team at each regional this weekend, and again, there will be a handful of them, will be advancing to the NCAA Cross Country Championships. They pop up on our schedule next weekend in Terre Haute. The women's 6K goes at noon, and that will be followed by the 10K men's race at 2 o'clock. That's coming up in Madison for Ron Helmer's men and women, and we wish them the best. Again, the big one tonight down at Newburgh at Castle Stadium, John Leidy Memorial Field. The Panthers looking for, things to be a little bit better than they were a year ago as they seek the school's 10th regional title tonight against the Castle Knights. Panthers on a 10-game winning streak. Chalk Talk, Coach Mo at 7 o'clock. John Callahan joins me for the kick at 7:30. Also, don't forget, Eastern Green will be looking for its first regional title, a tough hill to climb in second-ranked Class A Linton. The Miners have won all 12. Girls basketball tonight, Bloomington North, Edgewood with the home courts against Brown County and South Putnam, respectively. Heck, we even add girls varsity swimming to the mix come Saturday. Bloomington North will entertain Columbus East, and we have more basketball on the girls' feet. North-South, Edgewood, Lighthouse Christian all at home. Panthers 2:30 against Jeffersonville. Lighthouse welcomes in Shoals at 6. Edgewood home to Linton at 7:30. And Bloomington North, a 7:30 matchup in girls' hoops against Shelbyville on the McKinney Court on Saturday night.
Go get a nap. We'll do it all on Monday morning.
Yeah. We'll do on both counts, my friend.
All right. Sounds good. Safe travels down there. Chalk Talk at 7, WGCLradio.com for anybody who's worried about not being able to hear it. That's not the case if you've got the internet, and obviously the broadcast will be followed by Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, joined in progress after hopefully a victorious regional post-game show. And Joe, I hate putting the cart in front of the horse. I said yesterday I don't have a cart or a horse. I'm not sure what order they go in. But would South have a chance of hosting a semi-state if they were victorious tonight?
They will host.
They will host. Excellent. Okay, I just wanted to make sure on that.
They'll host the winner of the Columbus East Zionsville game next Friday night.
Well, let's hope we have a scenario
like that.
Yes, and we have all week to discuss that next week.
And we'll put the cart in front of the horse.
There we go.
Let the horse carry the cart.
If we had a motorcycle, we'd put it as a sidecar.
Let the horses, Yeski and Paycheck, carry the wagon.
Yeah, well, they should. Go. And Richardson and Sam Helm as well. Great combo. See you tonight. We'll hear you tonight. And, I'll see you tomorrow after the Penn State game.
Hey, have a good weekend, Julie. You too, Glassman.
Thanks. You too, Joe.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, Big Show Friday.
Joe Smith.